Welcome back to Taverns and Caverns, everyone. It's me, Ryan, and I wanted to give you some quick updates regarding the show. You will soon find out that our episodes will start containing a few sponsored ads. Now, don't worry, if you're not a fan of ads and prefer to get straight to the point, you'll still be able to do so by checking out the Taverns and Caverns Patreon. Not only will you receive ad-free episodes, but you'll also gain monthly exclusive side story episodes. This will also help support us in providing you with the fun and imaginative show that we continue to throw your way. And now that I've taken much of your time, let's get back to the show, shall we?
Last time on Taverns and Caverns, the party was finally able to receive a full night's rest in comfort and safety in allied territory. After discussing a few things with Equidas, the team split up to find comfort within the camp. Roy was able to continue working on both his and Stella's armor. Stella was able to gather a crowd with her singing and raise the morale of the Grove's residents. However, now that they've all had a full night's rest, the party will need to continue heading eastwards to return to Shimara. Episode 86, Bloodstained Ruins.
Welcome back to another exciting episode of Taverns and Caverns, everyone. This is your Dungeon Master, Haphazard DM. And last time on Season 2 of Taverns and Caverns, our party came across some Alorian refugees who set up camp in a base that is hidden in the Hirai Forest in this underground cove with a beautiful scenery with nature taking over this cove with trees and a pond of clear water that the party was able to come to. The party was able to rest. Everyone is fully rested. So your HP is going to be max for this session. All of your spell slots have returned. And when they came to this cove, they met a deer Yeki known as Ikaras, who currently leads these refugees in this cove. And again, these are Alorians who ran away from their home when Koldar took over. So they are allies to the Shimarans as well as the rest of the nations in Ashai, fighting against Koldar's crazy regime. And if I remember correctly, Roroy was able to work on some armor. He finally had time to sit down and work on the armor he was working on throughout the couple of weeks. And Stella had a wonderful show that she played for many of the folks here in the cove, which most of them, if not all, enjoyed. So everyone had a great time. And when they spoke with Ikaras, they told him about what had happened within the last couple of days with Tawny Fortress and being chased by Garo and coming across one of the Omnikami, Phaius, the great deer spirit, who killed the undead Garo after the party faced him. And since then, Ikaras, if you all remember, he wanted to send a message out to Lord Oshiro of Kizawa, which is the guy that you first met in episode 1, who recruited you all to become purifiers. He was the Lord Oshiro of Kizawa that gave you the title of purifier back in episode 1. So Ikaras wanted to send a message to him, which he did, to inform the Shimarin troops of what was going on and what the hell happened with you guys in the Amiwa ruins, since you're not sure if your allies know what's going on with the ruins, with it being taken over completely by the Yaksha. But we're going to start the session. You're all waking up at different times. It's fairly early in the morning. The sun has begun to shine down into the cove. Remember, I described that in the center of the cove, there was a gap in the rooftop of this area. And much of it is covered by trees from above in the Hirai Forest, but some of that sunlight's shining down on the beautiful tree that's centered in the middle of that clear crystal, or crystal clear, I should say, pond that is in the middle of the cove. And as you all wake, you are greeted by many of the Alorians, and they have fed you. You're all having a pretty nice breakfast. It's not obviously going to be a 6-star restaurant or anything like that, but it's definitely much better than your pocket bacon at this point and anything else you've had in the last couple of days. So you're being well fed. And if I remember correctly, when Ikaras was talking to you guys, before he had mentioned some ruins. Did I mention that last session? Ruins on the east near the border?
I think so.
Okay. Well, we'll just say, if I didn't say it, we'll just quick do a quick recap, or we'll just say he said it. But Icarus, prior to waking up in the day before, he did mention to you as a group that traveling to the border is only about an hour or two to the east from your current location, and that once you reach the border, there is a forest ruin that has been destroyed and has been ruins for many decades at this point. It's been a long forgotten shrine that used to be dedicated to the Omni Kami, but it was destroyed many, many, many years ago. But he mentioned these ruins. Once you reach these ruins and you cross the ruins, you will find yourselves on Shimaran territory, which is where you are heading. So he gave you the general directions of how to get there and told you it's only about an hour and a half to 2 hours at most away from your current location. So you know where to go at this point. But Roroy, we'll start with you. What are you doing in the morning now that everyone is having their breakfast? Your armor is complete. What are you doing with this armor exactly? I want to know exactly what you're making and how that's going to work. And I don't remember. Did you give Stella her armor yet?
No, Stella had fell asleep, so he didn't want to be rude.
Okay, so we'll start with you. What are you doing in the morning, Roy?
Well, Roy has his armor already on. For aesthetic reasons, it looks like normal clothes, but like a big vest. Under the vest is a turquoise, like mono gambeson type for his underclothes. It's turquoise with tiger stripes on it. The front or the vest itself looks similar to Saiyan armor, except in the shape of the white ranger breastplate. The front, it's, like I said, the patterns are like in the Saiyan, but the shoulders are gold. Around the front panels, the bottom half is gold, and the chest part is silver. The back of it has like hexagon patterns, almost as if it was a turtle shell.
Damn.
So you're going to be White Ranger, except you instead of Green Ranger's Godzilla, you're going to be summoning a turtle.
Something like that.
You got that flute? You got that flute? I'm sure Stella got a flute for you.
No. Since he does respect Tioga and Nimwa, so that's what the aesthetics, this is inspiration for all that. But as he steps, it sounds really heavy, almost like the RoboCop steps as he steps.
Oh, God, the RoboCop steps? Damn, are you trying to get Murphy, bro?
But he's, okay. Like I said, it looks almost like your clothing, but it looks off. It looks very metallic.
Okay.
And then he will be looking for Stella to give her armor.
Okay. And Stella, are you out with the rest of the group eating breakfast? You doing your own thing? What's Stella doing as Roy is looking for her?
Oh, she's asleep.
Oh, she's still asleep. Mm-hmm. Okay.
You know Stella sleeps in.
Roy, as you're looking for Stella, you find out everyone still points towards the tents that Stella had fallen asleep in. So you get the indication that Stella is probably still asleep. However, what are Yome and Hota doing at this time?
Hota's staring at that tree. That's the sun shining down on it.
It's a beautiful scene.
It's a beautiful scene.
Oh yeah, look at that. Such a sight. And I get to hear the narrator talk about, well, talk shit about pocket bacon. Don't talk shit about pocket bacon. It's portable.
Greasy, but portable.
Yep.
It ain't bacon unless it's greasy.
Facts.
So as you're staring at that tree, just admiring the sun coming down on it, Yome, what are you doing?
I guess just chilling. I was gonna say that she's sitting on the edge putting her feet in the water, but then I wondered if this is the water they drank, and I didn't think that that would be nice to
No,
put my feet in the drinking water.
it's not the water they drink.
Okay, well then she's sitting on the ledge dipping her feet in, chilling. I didn't want to be giving them feet
You
water.
nasty. Soon as you
That's
put
how
your
they make
feet,
wine.
stomping on them.
Soon as
Not
you
just
put,
with my
so
feet though.
do you have your feet in there and the carp are like eating at your dead skin on your feet and your toes?
Hell yeah, people pay for that, bro. People probably pay for these toes too. Hell
Damn. What is this, Twitch?
they pay for feet on Twitch.
Ah, you'd be surprised.
Can I get paid for feet on Twitch? I'm trying.
So, Yome is just relaxing there,
Yeah, man,
and
who knows when we're gonna get a relax again? I know how you DM.
that's true. That's true facts. I can't deny that shit.
I'm scared to leave.
I'm scared because he admitted
I know.
Well, at least I can admit it.
it.
So, Roy, as you see Hota, he's sitting there with his breakfast, just staring at that scenery. Yome is over there near the pond with her feet in it. What do you do?
He will go
Do
ahead
you?
and wake up Stella.
Okay, so you head back to the tents where Stella was, and how do you wake her up?
He will just basically call her name. If she doesn't hear his steps first, they're very loud.
Damn, you sound like Cell walking.
She's a hard sleeper, so you're gonna have to like shake her or something.
Damn.
And you need to roll a string. Like, no.
Make actually, you know, make me go ahead and make me a strength saving throw. Do an athletics, just an athletics strength.
Athletics.
Yeah.
All right.
All right, that's 12. I mean, that's higher than a 10. So he goes to not gently push you, Stella, because it seems like after a couple of times he's called out your name, you haven't woken. So Roy goes in there with an athletics of 12. He doesn't gently tap you. He as he pushes you, your whole body rolls at least once, a complete roll.
Then gives you the SWAT.
She rolls from her stomach onto her back, and then her head just kind of falls to the side, and her mouth opens, and then her eyes open. She looks at Roy. What?
I have something for you.
She sits up, starts rubbing her eyes. Okay.
He proceeds to hand her the studded leather armor he made or had help with making.
Oh, I never thought I'd actually, see the And she
Well,
pops up and she takes it and tries it on.
since we had finally had a chance to slow down and relax, figured the best time to do this now.
And if I remember, Rod, you said it was just a standard leather armor with a specific attribute.
It would no, it was studded leather.
I'm sorry, studded leather armor.
Yes.
Okay. And
So,
with a studded leather armor, just does your, by you creating it, did you use any spells or anything to give it any additional attributes, or is it just regular studded leather armor?
for now, it's just studded leather armor. I can't enchant anymore for right now.
Okay.
He made it with love.
Other than the aesthetics that you've possibly added to it to make it your own touch and to give it a touch for Stella. So for Bri, that studded leather armor, it will give you a 12 plus your dex modifier to your armor class if you decide to equip it.
Wait, what is the stats?
It's
Sorry.
12 plus your dex, whatever your dex mod is. So if you have like a
Four.
3 or 4 in dex, yeah, add that number to the 12, and that will be your AC going forward.
It's the same.
Okay.
Damn
So
it.
if it's the same, but it looks different. It looks unique. It looks much different than everything else you've seen anyone wear.
I think it should give you a bonus to charisma, because now you're going to have some swag.
I mean, you know what? I'll do that.
Can
I
you
will
do that?
Enchant,
roll for it.
Well, instead of enchanting mine, I will enchant hers instead to okay. give her that plus one.
For what? AC?
Yes.
Oh, nice.
Well, there you go.
Oh, it puts me at a 17 now.
Nice.
17 AC. Very nice.
You.
Now, keep in mind, Roy, that's your enchantment that you can give out every day, right?
Yeah.
So keep in mind, if Roy, for some crazy reason, happens to die, that enchantment does go away.
I don't like the way you said that.
Do you mean die, die, or do you mean falls down?
Oh, and I mean, like, I die, mean die. Dead, dead.
Oh, okay.
You gonna kill us?
No, I'm not gonna kill him. I'm just letting you know.
You gonna kill him?
Why you do that?
Go kill him?
You did the Smokey.
I mean, yep. I mean, he's the one that said he was wrong.
Fuck on my face.
So, Stella, you receive this beautiful, well-made leather or studded leather armor from Roy, and whenever you do decide to put it on, you will feel as if you're lighter, but much more protected with it. So you definitely do know it is enchanted with Roy's touch.
That sounds perverse, but I like it.
Okay, let me not back. Okay, let's not go with that route. All right, it's high quality item. We'll say that.
There you go.
That I can do.
So now that you're awake, Ikares is going to walk over towards Hota, Yome, and Ashitaruri. She's currently eating, just sticking to herself, thinking about what to do next, because she knows you're going to be leaving here soon. Ikares comes over to her Tota and Yome, and he looks at the two of you, since you're, you know, fairly close to each other, to near the center of the cove. His hands are behind his back. He's looking all prim and proper. He's got that long blonde hair flowing. With his deer antlers coming out of his head. He just looks at the two of you. Good morning. Did you sleep well in our lovely home?
Oh, absolutely. Don't you look majestic this morning?
Oh. Damn, you in a good mood.
I know. Damn, Hota. He looks at Hota and just nods. Thank you. I did sleep well, but there are many pressing matters that we must attend to this day. Unfortunately, as we spoke yesterday, I know your friends aren't here right now, but the two of you are. We spoke about you traveling back to Shimara. I had sent out a message.
You say Lord Butterfriend?
No. Lord Butterfriend? No. I had sent out a message to Lord Oshiro in Kizawa yesterday after we had spoken. I haven't heard back from him. However, I'm hoping to hear something in the next hour or two. I would suggest leaving around noon if you are going to leave today. I need you all to tell Lord Oshiro what you had told me. He needs to hear it from your mouths himself. The message I sent, it was brief and cryptic in case enemies somehow got a hold of it. Unfortunately, I don't have any men to provide to help escort you to the ruins on the eastern borders going into Shimara. But as I mentioned yesterday, the ruins there, once you reach them, you must travel through the ruins. I would avoid attempting to travel around them. It is placed in between massive cliffs that would be difficult to traverse due to the ruins and the debris of the destruction of this shrine. You would probably hurt yourself trying to get around these cliffs before anything else. So the ruins are, for the most part, safe. My men and I have used these ruins plenty of times to get to Shimara in order to communicate with our allies. There shouldn't be any issues once you get there. And as soon as you exit the ruins, you will find yourselves in Shimaran territory. Not too far from the ruins. Continue eastwards down the path, you'll come across a small canyon. There is a Shimaran camp that lies there. That is where you're headed. Once you reach allies, the camp, I'm sure you could make it to Hinagata Keep, which is the closest fortress that our allies are occupying now that the Amiwa ruins have been captured by these Yaksha, or so you say. But is there anything you have questions for me before I go to attend my business?
Absolutely.
And again, you're welcome to stay as long as you wish, but I would definitely say leaving to speak with Lord Oshiro yourselves is of utmost importance. And before we continue, we interrupt this campaign with breaking information just for you adventurers. I love smoothies, but I don't love smoothie bar prices. With my BlendJet 2 portable blender, I can make smoothie bar quality beverages for a fraction of the price. BlendJet 2 is portable, so you can blend up a smoothie at work, a protein shake at the gym, or even a margarita on the beach. It's small enough to fit in a cup holder, but powerful enough to blast through tough ingredients like ice and frozen fruit with ease. BlendJet 2 is whisper quiet, so you can make your morning smoothie without waking up the whole house. It lasts for 15 plus blends and recharges quickly via USB-C. Best of all, BlendJet 2 cleans itself. Just blend water with a drop of soap and you are good to go. And with over 30 colors and patterns to choose from, there's a BlendJet 2 to complement just about any style. Just like Rogar, I rock the champagne metallic because I'm a certified badass. Well, maybe not as much as Rogar, but y'all get the point. What are you waiting for? Go to BlendJet.com and grab yours today. And be sure to use promo code TavernsCaverns12 to get 12% off your order and free 2-day shipping. No other portable blender on the market comes close to the quality, power, and innovation of the BlendJet 2. They guarantee you'll love it or your money back. Blend anytime, anywhere with the BlendJet 2 portable blender. Go to BlendJet.com and use the code TavernsCaverns12 to get 12% off your order and free 2-day shipping. Shop today and get the best deal ever. And with that being said, let us now continue with our adventure.
Tell me, how difficult are these cliffs?
These cliffs, their height is not what makes them difficult, my friend. You look like a guy that has climbed many hills and cliffs and possibly some mountains. Simple rope and hooks aren't going to help you. The issue is the debris. When the shrine, which is now a ruin, was destroyed, there are palisades, broken down stone, wood. One slip up, you'll find yourself being impaled by the wood debris that is below these cliffs. It would take you hours to traverse around this terrain versus walking through the ruins.
Oh, fair enough. Fair enough. No, I'm just getting the insight.
Now, if you want to challenge yourself, I would say go for it. However, again, these ruins sit along the borders of Shimara and Aloria. You don't want Koldarian soldiers getting a free shot at you while you're attempting to climb these cliffs now, do you?
No, not at all.
Exactly.
I don't like holes in my body. When I drink beer, I like to stay in my belly.
You and I have an understanding then, my friend. He looks at Yome. Are you enjoying the carp biting at your toes there, ma'am?
Don't talk about it. It's weird.
I mean, it's crystal clear water. Everyone can see them fish gnawing at your feet.
Look at my feet. Pay me.
I mean, you can't see your feet. The fish are all over it.
Oh my god, I had dirty ass feet. God damn.
I mean, you've been traveling for how long now?
True.
You haven't had
true.
A shower. I mean, you did bathe yesterday, I guess. You did bathe.
I did. I better have. She just looks at him and she's like, this is the most relaxed I've felt in a while. I don't want to leave.
He just laughs. Ah, yes, I understand that feeling. We didn't want to leave Aloria either, but we had to. But you are a purifier. You have a job to do. Unfortunately,
yeah.
I'd offer you it. All to stay for as long as you could, but our allies need to know what happened.
Yeah, and we need to get home anyway.
I'm sure you miss your home. Where are you all from?
I want to be from here. This is my
Yeah, name. Exactly.
Oh, shit. Stella came out of nowhere. Stella, you come walking from the side or something? You
got Sorry, I've been back.
You got like some chicken or something in your hands, some eggs or something?
She's looking great in her new armor. She's feeling good. Rolling up.
Yeah, I've got fans now.
Yeah, you do.
It's true. Yeah, you definitely want to stay there.
Hey, Marco. Morning. Hey, love me. I can't leave.
Hey, Stella. That tune you played was sick, girl.
Hell yeah. Once we get a fucking speaker, we're going to put that in the back of your wagon.
Yo, your sister got nothing on you, Stella.
Oh, hell no. Oh, hell no. Oh,
sing it, girl. Sing it, girl. Yeah.
He'll cheer me on no matter. I could fart in a mic. That guy would clap.
Probably.
Roy, do you come to the group?
Yeah, he does.
And as the two of you show up, Ashina Ruri's going to walk up too. She's finished eating. And she looks at everyone. We can't stay much longer. We must get going.
And she ruins everything.
Good morning, dear. Did you sleep well?
I actually did sleep okay. But we can't stay. You're purifiers. We all have a job to do. Us staying here potentially endangers this encampment. We are wanted. We did escape Tawny Fortress, and I doubt General Renak is going to be happy or pleased to report that to Emperor Ball. Us staying here only endangers everyone else.
Oh, you're late to the party. Our friend over here just said that. Why don't you just get a bite to eat, because we're about to leave anyway.
I already ate.
Man, she does not have
it. Oh, you're just on top of it, aren't you? All right.
Ruin everyone's good time. Fine. I get up.
It get dark
in
here.
I dry my feet off.
Nice pigs. Yeah. Was that inappropriate?
Nice pigs?
Yeah.
My toes.
Oh, I was like, what?
Was like, look at those dogs.
So as Yobe steps
I put my socks on quick. Quit looking at it.
Ekiras, he just nods, and as he's beginning to speak again, a crow comes flying from above where that gap is, shining down above. And the crow comes down and it calls out, and as it does, Ekiras looks up and he holds his hand out. Remember, he's a ranger, so he's definitely well versed in forest environments as well as animals. Not druid, but he is a Yeki, so he does have an attunement to animals of some kind. But as he holds his arm out, the crow comes down. He has a glove on. The crow lands on his glove, and it has a small parchment attached to it. He takes it. Ah, before you go, it looks like we've received a message from Lord Oshiro. And he takes the note off the crow as the crow flies away. He opens the small parchment and begins to read. Good. It seems like Lord Oshiro has found, or has received my message. He has sent some troops to the ruins to meet you there instead. He wishes for you all to leave immediately so that he can debrief you on what has happened at Amuo Ruins as well as Tawny Fortress. He is hoping to see you soon. And it looks like he is going to possibly meet you personally at the Hinagata Keep. That is someone you don't want to keep waiting. So with that, as I mentioned to Yome and Hota, unfortunately, I do not have any resources to provide you to escort you to these ruins. But if you stay on the track I've given you, continue heading east. Do not divert your direction, no matter what. And you'll reach the ruins within an hour to 2 hours. I wish you all well, and I hope we can meet again on good terms, just like we did before. But I have things to do. He begins to walk away. Unless you all have questions for him.
Nope.
So as he's walking away, he stops and he just holds up a finger. Oh, yes. When you're leaving, please take the north exit. The guards in the northern exit of the cove will show you how to leave the cove safely without potential enemy spies catching on to you. Please do not leave without informing our guards. We don't want you to leave and be spotted by the Koldarian troops. We do wish to keep this place secret, after all. So I wish you all well, good luck on your adventure, and I hope to hear good news of you soon. And he begins to walk away, leaving you all there. And as he does so, he leaves the four of you with Ashina there, and Ashina just looks at you. She folds her arms. Well, the four of you ready then? Looks like Lord Oshiro wants to speak to all of us. He is a man that does not like to wait on people.
Oh, yeah, we got your meaning. I guess I'm ready.
He looks at Yome. Did you enjoy the carp chewing at your feet there?
Why do you keep asking about my feet? I did. Until now.
It was the first time you've had that done.
What? We gotta go.
Sheena turns her head. She looks at Stella with your fancy new armor. Oh, that looks like a well-crafted leather or studded leather. Roy finally finishes his work for you there.
Yeah, it's a bit of a tag team. Him and some people here, but looks good, huh?
It looks good. Hopefully it protects you. And she looks over at Roy in your new armor. Isn't that heavy?
Not really.
Is it going to... I heard you walking from many feet away. Is that going to give our position away in the forest?
Oh, boy.
He said, oh, boy.
Sounds like a yes to me.
Only one way to find out.
Roy, how about you at least take off the boots, the sabatons, until we get to the ruins? We don't want to bring the Koldarians upon us now, do we? Or is that what you're really wanting because you wish to kill more of them?
You're projecting!
Why is she getting weirder?
It's not even 11 a.m.
Sure. Let's kill them all.
Oh, don't tell her that. She'll believe you.
You see this bright, big smile, like the Grinch. Slowly just this expression. She smiles at Roy when he says that.
I don't like what you've done to Ashina.
What'd you do with her, Roy? Look at her.
He's just exposing her truth. Everyone handles grief differently. I think it changed her brain.
Nothing's changed. I've always been this way. We just never had an opportunity to really discover one another's selves.
Roy tries to walk away awkwardly.
He just slowly backs away like that Simpson gif.
Where are you going? It's time to go, Roy.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing. We're going.
We're going to the north exit, Dodo Bird.
Yeah, you walk nice and close to Ashina.
Ashina looks over at Hota and you. No more attempting to bring prisoners that are Koldarians along with us. Understood.
Oh, that's going to be our first date. Sure.
Do you want to send more brothers and sisters to your old friend, John?
John. I find that hurtful. Who was John again?
God damn! You're so sad about John 2 episodes ago.
I mean, I remember someone named John, but you know,
he gets over his grief way easier than Ashina does.
God damn!
We barely knew his ass.
Yeah. Well, I was trying to get to know him, but you killed him. Poor John. All right, you ready?
I gave him a swift death, please. I could have fed him to the Yaksha, but I didn't.
I mean, you could have.
Could have, would have, should have. Perhaps I should have.
Are you sure you ate this morning?
Oh, I'm... Consider this my happy personality. And she puts her helmet on, puts the mask on. She grabs her bag. All right, let's get going. Lord Oshiro waits for us. And she begins to head to the north exit of the cove. And as she does so, she leaves the four of you there. Everyone there says their goodbyes to you and they wish you all well on your travels. They pack your bags full of food and water. You guys are fucking set for weeks.
Nice.
Even though you're only about a couple hours from the ruins, but they know you're traveling further than the ruins. So they've definitely given you ample supply to survive off of in case things don't go as planned, which things happen all the time. So,
yeah, we have Orion. Oh, thanks for the supplies. Oh, now we need to catch up with Ashina before she kills me. And then Yomi.
Sounds like a dream for you.
And then Roroi.
What about me?
Oh, you're alive. Yeah, you're the last one standing, telling our families what our tragic end befell us. Yeah, all right, let's go.
In enough airtime to be putting y'all in my story.
Oh.
He's about me.
Oh, fair enough.
Just playing.
So as the four of you catch up with Ashina, you all let the guards know where you're heading, and they've been given orders on how to let you leave and where to let you leave. They take you through the cove, again, the northern exit. They take you through some tunnels. And once you go through the tunnels, you find yourselves at the edge of a hidden cave entrance. It is covered with several bushes, and you can see one of the guards. They place their hand up, and they begin to chant. And as they chant, it's the exact same thing they did when you first entered. There is an illusion spell that is hiding this entrance into the cove. And that illusion is lifted as several of the trees and nature surrounding the entrance that was covering it completely slowly vanishes. The guard looks at you all. Go. Good luck on your journey. We hope to hear back from the allies soon. And at that point, as you all exit, he waves his hand and the illusion swiftly reappears as fast as it was lifted, leaving the five of you back outside in the middle of Hirai Forest. And as the five of you are now back outside, it is a beautiful day out. The sun's out, as I mentioned. It feels low 70s. There's a breeze. You still feel at ease after that long night's rest. And you don't sense any potential spies or eyes looking at you. The guards are probably still watching you from their current location. There could possibly be some allies in the trees above watching over you, just not sure. But as you all continue your travels to the east, do you all do anything before we fast travel?
Nope.
Okay. Well, I have revealed the next map. It's down below. You should see some ruins in the foresty area. There's a pathway where I'm pinging. Go ahead and place your characters down there in that new map for me. And as I mentioned, the ruins, they're not far off. As you all travel, you know, there's nothing that distracts you other than nature itself. You potentially come across a few animals or so, but nothing that is dangerous. And as you're traveling, you know, you eventually get to the edge of Hirai Forest. And at the edge, there is these ruins. These ruins used to be a shrine that was dedicated to the Omni Kami many, many centuries ago. However, it was destroyed due to who knows what. Could have been destroyed during the time of Mori Tai's appearance, or it could have been destroyed during the time where the Omni Kami and the Earthly Sky Dragons battled the Dragon Lord Daimura. These are long forgotten ruins that not many people really speak about any longer. But they were definitely dedicated to the Omni Kami. And as you reach these ruins, it's as what Ikaris mentioned. There are two major cliffs on each side of these ruins. The ruins, there's a hill that heads up into the ruins, and you can see that the stone walls have been destroyed. There is debris all over these ruins. And going up the hill, there is a path that leads into the ruins that you could take. But Hota, if you make a perception check, you will see certain things. Make me a perception check, Hota.
You got it.
Oh.
Ooh.
Ooh. Oh.
My eyes are sharp.
So that's a nat 20 with a plus one on your wisdom. So a 21. I'll reveal a little bit more than that. You look around and you wanted to see what Ikaros was talking about. You're looking at the cliffs because you did question, you know, how difficult it would be.
Yeah.
So let me reveal the sides of the ruins. So you can see there are cliffs and there are broken down debris of stone and wood that used to be palisades that are just all over the place. You can already see and tell getting around these ruins. Definitely much more work would be involved in getting around that difficult terrain than just walking through the ruins. And because you got a natural 20 on your perception, you do spot something that no one else does unless they roll perception. I'll leave that up to you guys. All right. You have Stella with a 24. That's a good perception. God damn.
Fire.
Fire as fuck. Purest fire. Purest. So the two of you, as you're looking around, you both notice something. Stella, you're more looking up at the ruins, that hill that leads up to the pathway in. You both notice the debris where that stone is, where the outer wall would lead, where I'm pinging. You do see there is what looks like a sword, a katana, that's just lying there. And both of you rolled above a 20. That katana looks newer, or at least it definitely has a well-kept look to it. It's not rusted. It's not one that has been sitting here for a long period of time. It looks like it's fairly recently dropped. Hey. But you can't see into the ruins, that's for sure. Most of the ruins has like a ceiling above it, but there are definitely cracks and major gaps in the ceiling with the sun shining down into the ruins. You just can't see in the ruins. But you do know the entrance path. There is a katana that you just see a glare with the sun shining down against the steel of the blade that just flickers in both of your eyes.
Hey, do you see that?
I do.
Looks like somebody was here recently. Might have some company sooner than later.
Hey, Roroy, you know weapons and such. How old do you say that blade was?
Not that old. Looks like it's been used within a few weeks or so. Oh, do I need to make a perception?
Yeah, make me a knowledge check. So go ahead and make me, you know what, do you have like a crafting skill or a, actually.
Well, Holt is trying to get
make
at.
Make me an investigation check.
Okay.
What Holt is trying to get at is, it's out in the elements. What do you know?
Right.
Yeah, you know.
So, Roro, you have a 16. As you're looking, you're still at the bottom of this hill heading up to the path. As you're looking up, you see that katana lying there as well. And for the most part, you know, you're still fairly far from it. You'd have to get closer. Do you get closer or no?
Yeah, he will. He will.
All right, be careful. Could be a trap.
Ashina has her glaive or her naginata unsheathed, and she goes, wait, before you go up there, Ikaris did mention Lord Oshiro sent troops to meet us here. They should be inside. I don't like
that's one of theirs?
It could possibly be. Keep your eyes peeled. But go inspect it, Roy. We'll watch you from here.
Right. He goes up. Was it a route?
Yeah.
In between that entrance right there?
So as soon as you walk up that hill going towards the entrance, you come to the katana. As you inspect it, you're much closer to it now than everyone else. You look down with a 16 investigation. You can tell, Roy, with your background in being a blacksmith, that this katana, it's well sharpened. It's been cleaned. It's a nice blade that looks like it's been well taken care of. However, something that they can't see from down below the hill, you notice on the edge of the katana, there is a dent. And it looked like something or someone struck the katana on the opposite side of where they can see it, that it's almost broken that katana in half.
Roy and it starts running.
But other than this damaged portion of the katana, it looked like a very nice katana. It is, again, it's clean. You don't see any blood on it. or anything. But the way the katana is damaged, you're questioning as if someone like slammed up against like one of the fallen stone debris, or if they like swung it at a wall or something. Something damaged it. You just don't know what it is.
Yeah, he will return to the group, tell them what he saw, tell them to keep their eyes open.
So damaged sword, huh?
Yeah.
What, a gargoyle up there or something? You ain't seen nothing?
No.
Ah, fair enough. It's gonna strut up there.
All right. So as you move up there, do you make like a move silent? Or you just strut up there?
Right, are we trying to be quiet?
Yeah, it's up to you guys. Whatever you guys want to do.
Well, yeah, we're gonna go ahead and throw that little stealth in.
We're all like, yeah, let me just throw that in real quick. All right.
I don't know if I should, but...
Oh.
Oof, I should have.
Oh, my.
I'm so sneaky.
Damn. I'm sneaky. Usually it's the cleric giving everyone away. Oh!
Heavy armor.
God damn.
Oh, no! So we have Hoto with a 12, Stella with a 10, Yelme with a 22, a nat 20, 22 total. Good old Roy with his fucking RoboCop armor. He explained it well earlier this episode.
Oh
he
my
fucking
goodness.
Sounds like RoboCop. Every step, he is making fucking noise. As he soon steps, he accidentally steps on a piece of rubble that smashes beneath his metal armor. And as it does so, he sees a raccoon jump out of the debris, starts running. But Roy, you destroyed that raccoon's home. It's gone. And as you get up there, you all, I'm going to reveal some more of the map because you guys can see further out. There looks to be two corridors in the ruins that you can take. There's the outer wall, which is where you're next to, and then there's an inner wall. So it looks like there's corridors surrounding the inside of the ruins. So you can see further down the corridor straight ahead, you notice on the interior, there is a path that you can take, but it is blocked by a massive debris made of stone and rock where I'm pinging. And to your right, above you, you can see there is a corridor that takes a sharp left turn. And you can tell that the inner wall of the ruins was destroyed, and that would be possibly where you want to enter the ruins from this section. But you don't notice any more weapons or anyone at all, actually.
Is there any like rubble that looks like it was recently disturbed or anything?
Not where you're at currently. But the entrance into the ruins is to your right down the corridor.
Because we're supposed to be meeting like a group of people, right?
Yes, soldiers, yes.
Okay. I'm going to roll a survival.
Well, I'm quiet, right? Can I roll up there?
Yeah, you can.
I'm sneaking, so.
Never mind.
Hota know shit.
With a 4 survival. He's too worried about that raccoon that ran off. Roy destroyed its home. You feel bad for that raccoon.
Yep.
So, yo, mate, you're still stealthy. You head to the right corridor. You go down. It hits a sharp left. And as it hits that sharp left, you notice there's two massive stone pillars in your way that were knocked down from above. You can't continue down the corridor, but there is a break point in the inner wall of the ruins. And you can make me a perception check to see what you see. An 11, so that's still better than average. I will show you what you see. As you peek into, very stealthily, the broken wall, the ruins, you can see basically the inner section of the ruins. And as you look into it, I mean, these ruins are old. You can tell that the upkeep of this place, no one has been there to try and clean it up. It is destroyed everywhere. But with an 11, I would say you do see something in the inside of the ruins that catches your eye. And I will reveal. You don't see all of it, but what looks like, can you see that? It looks like a foot, a leg on the ground around a wall.
What is with feet this episode?
You started it.
Right. Just putting my feet in some water and Orion was going to roll with my dogs.
Oh my God. The pigs. But you just see a leg from, there's a small wall, or not small, there's a wall, and then behind the wall you just see a leg sticking out on the floor.
But it doesn't look like a good time, right?
It does not look like a good time.
Ah, crap. I come back and tell the group I saw some dogs.
They look vicious.
I guess I... It looks like something may have happened in there.
Yes.
Yeah.
You gotta be a little more specific.
Right, well, I see a leg, and it looks like it's laying on the ground.
Is it attached to a body?
It's not. It doesn't look like it's a sleeping leg. It looks like it's a dead leg.
Oh, not a dead leg.
I guess I can go check it out since
you.
I am the loudest. I mean, you guys could stay back.
Ashina looks at Roy.
No.
How about no? She looks at Yome.
You stay back.
You saw a leg. Anything else in there? No ally soldiers, no equipment. You just saw a leg. That's it.
That's all I could see.
This isn't right. If the allies were waiting for us, they would have made themselves known by now.
They probably would have heard Roroy.
Yeah.
Whoever or whatever is here definitely heard Roroy.
Mystery leg probably had the katana knocked out of their hand.
What if this is legs and we met arms?
No, this is leg.
Leg.
Not legs, leg.
The not singular. To be confused with legs.
Yes. Exactly. And the leg you just saw was tiny, normal size compared to legs. Legs had legs.
Yeah. Well, I guess I'll go check it out. I'm curious anyway.
Rolling like shit too, but go for it.
All right. Kind of standing in the doorway.
You go to that inner
wall. You don't trust me?
And make me a perception.
All right, fine.
What, you went in it?
I took a step. Perception.
Nice.
Brother in Christ, it's a hole in the wall.
So currently from
Brother in Christ.
From your current position, Hota, you see exactly the same thing Yome can or did. Your current vantage point, it just doesn't give you enough view because there is a wall directly to your right where that leg is behind that wall. So it's blocking your vision of what could be in the rest of these ruins. So you'd have to go around the corner of this wall where the leg is.
Oh, so I'll take a few steps then.
All right, what? Perfect. All right, so we'll keep your 20.
So everyone roll initiative.
You seen the Bold and the Beautiful? Hold right. In it.
As you step around the wall and you take a peek, you see a devastating scene. Along the stone walls of these ruins, blood is scattered across the walls and the flooring. And I'm going to reveal what you see. It is a nightmarish scene. Arms and legs are torn off some of these bodies. You see samurai, broken armor, been tossed left and right. They're all lying there, corpses, in this bloody massacre.
Damn.
What do you do?
He's kind of taking in the scene, blinking blankly. Just, does anybody see me?
No.
They can't see you.
Cause... You went into the inner section of the ruins. They cannot see you.
What's taking them so long?
I'm gonna go around the corner till you see him. He's gonna be flagging everybody on.
Oh, we this can is go all... in this way, right?
No, though. There's no entrance to that path.
Oh.
Oi, get y'all's asses in here.
Oh, okay.
So,
are you sure?
Yeah, Nancy just goes inside.
Oh my God, it's arms and legs.
Oh, easy now.
And torsos and heads. No. This is horrible.
So it is definitely a dark and dreary scene. Again, the inner section of the ruins, most of it does have stone ceiling above, blocking any of the sunlight, but there are gaps and cracks that leak through the ceiling. So you do have some sunlight coming into the ruins, but most of it is fairly darkened due to it being covered from the outer environment. But as you all look, again, it is a devastating sight. Limbs have been torn. Their armor looks like things cut through it, punched through it. They look devastated. And when you look at them, they're all wearing Shimaran military armor. So these, you would assume, are the men that were sent to meet you.
It's them. These are the guys.
Ashina's looking around. And she sees your fallen comrades, and she looks at the four of you. Whatever killed them could still be here. Let's investigate, but be weary about it. As Icarus said, we just have to get through these ruins, and we'll be on Shimaran territory. We're very close to home. Let us not stop here.
I want to check the wounds. I wonder what I'm walking into.
All right, go ahead. Make me some medicine checks.
Well, Rory's putting his goggles down again.
Or investigation, whichever you prefer.
Oh, thank God, investigation. All right. The whispers of the dead guide me on investigation.
As you're looking through some of the bodies, I mean, obviously you've seen some of their arms have been torn off, legs. But you can see, for the most part, the damage on the bodies of these guys, their armor was hit so hard that you can see that it was shattered, as if something bludgeoning just bashed through all of their armor. And as you look at their weapons, just like the dent on the katana outside, you see a lot of their weapons have been broken. There are spears that are snapped in half. You can see blades that have been broken that belong to them. You get the impression that whatever was hitting them, it was hitting them hard, like a truck. Something bludgeoning definitely killed these guys.
Well, one thing's for sure. Whatever got to these guys, we're dealing with something with super strength.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we should be dodging instead of defending. You understand?
We're dealing with a big funky.
A big funky.
Oh, well said.
Good thing you got that new armor, Stella.
Why? Why?
And do you, any of you, do anything else while you move through further into the ruins to try and get out of here as fast as possible?
Yeah, I'm gonna.
Oh, she's trying to dip.
Well, hold on. Can I check for blood trails, tracks, or?
Make me a survival.
To see. Okay.
A 20. So, as Stella steps forward a little further out than the rest of you, because you all seem to be investigating the area, Stella, you're looking for tracks of blood or footprints, possibly. Going further into the ruins, you do notice, you know, there's blood everywhere, so it's hard to notice. But you got a 20 on survival. You can tell there is some blood that looks like someone or something was dragged from the battle scene. Now, to the normal eye, they would just assume it was just blood scattered from the battle. But you can tell that there is a trail of blood going deeper into the ruins in between two staircases that are broken. You can't get upstairs. Both the staircases are destroyed. But the hallway leading through the stairs, or in between them, that trail of blood continues into pitch darkness. And as you are seeing that blood, and before you can even tell anyone, you all hear a chuckling from deep in the ruins, in the darkness, where Stella, where you saw that trail go.
Not that Mr. X laugh.
Oh, hell no.
Oh, hell no.
You don't sound attractive.
And as you look up, Stella, and you all hear this, because that laugh, whoever it is, they want you to hear them. as you look up, Stella, you have dark vision because you're a gnome, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Around a corner, you can't really see much with your dark vision. I'll reveal the map behind there. You can see parts of the map with your dark vision, but you don't see anyone, but you hear them laughing. And as they're laughing in between that stairs where that blood trail is, around the corner where you can't see, this large creature steps out, and it's the creature that's laughing.
Mm-hmm.
And turtle. When you look up, this beast, monstrosity, humanoid turtle creature has one of the Shimaran soldiers in his hands. He is a large creature, and he's got this samurai in both of his gigantic, beefy arms. He's got one of the samurai's arms torn off from the samurai's body as he's holding the samurai's leg up, and the samurai's upside down. And that's where that trail of blood was coming from that you followed. And as he makes himself visible to you, you already know that this is the same Koldarian soldier from Tawny Fortress that you saw transform.
Oh boy. Mm. I was about to ask about that too.
It's the same one that took the Omni Serum that you all heard about from Arms, Legs, and Tepe. Remember they told you about the Omni Serum?
Mm-hmm.
This is the same guy that transformed, and he's making this laughter as he.
Does he have human arm hands or turtle hands?
So he looks like a humanoid turtle. Think of, you know, is it Toka or Reza? It's Toka, right? Or is it Rezar from Turtles?
No, Toka.
Think of Toka from Ninja Turtles. He just looks like a giant Ninja Turtle, but he's like a snapping turtle with spikes on his shell. Mm. He's got two giant, I mean, he's humanoid, so he's standing up like a bipedal human, but he just has the look of a turtle. And he...
I hate that.
You are the ones that escaped Tawny Fortress. Mm-hmm. General Ranak has sent
I don't know who that is.
To collect our escaped prisoners. You will go no further. Prepare to meet your doom.
It's cool. We can just go a different way.
And he begins to charge Stella.
Oh.
So we're going to have... we're going to do a turn order, guys.
Oh, God.
Gigantic transformed turtle / soldier Yaksha breed begins charging.
Well, I go last. I got a 4.
Don't get hit. He's swinging a grown man 11. Strength.
He's swinging like he's Superman over here.
Oh. Oh, yeah, that's good.
I rolled a 16. You want me to just... I rolled again.
I gotcha. Oh,
okay.
So we have Yome's last, Hota's first, Stella's after Hota, then Roy, and then let me pull out Ashina.
Turtle-san. Oh.
What'd you say?
Turtle-san.
Turtle-san will go here in a minute.
Kame-san.
Oh, Ashina with an 8.
I'm still last.
Turtle-san got an 11. We'll name him Turtle-san.
He should be slower.
Turtle-san. We'll just say he's got no dex, so he's got straight up 11. Do you have a dex, Roy?
Yes, I do.
So he goes after you.
Okay.
It's that time again, adventurers. We have more breaking information just for you. So how many of you are either planning to or are currently working on your health and wellness? Do any of you find it difficult or even boring to do so? If so, then I've got just the pick-me-up to fuel your body and mind so that you can continue in on your adventures. Liquid IV is the category-winning hydration brand fueling your well-being, and their hydration multiplier is the one product you're missing in your daily routine. So you're probably wondering, what do I love most about Liquid IV? Well, for one, it comes in convenient packaging that allows me to take it on the go. Not only can I bust it out at any moment, it makes me feel buffed and ready to take on any challenges that come my way. Think of it as a potion that helps increase your endurance. Who doesn't like being buffed? Just ask Rogar.
Oh yes, I love being buffed.
If you're someone who requires good taste, don't you worry. Liquid IV comes in plenty of different flavors that is guaranteed to quench your thirst. Tropical Punch, Watermelon, and Acai Berry are just a few of the flavors that you'll have access to. It contains 5 essential vitamins, B3, B5, B6, B12, and vitamin C. Liquid IV believes that equitable access to clean and abundant water is the foundation of a healthier world. So what are you waiting for? Get 20% off when you go to liquidiv.com and use code TAVERNSCAVERNS at checkout. That's 20% off anything you order when you shop Better Hydration today using promo code TAVERNSCAVERNS at liquidiv.com. And now we continue our adventure. So Hota, you see he drops this samurai's body. Blood just drops everywhere from this poor samurai. He begins to charge at Stella. What are you doing?
First of all, since my fae gift I can use as a bonus action, we're going to whip out the crossbow. And we're going to fire at his leg. Huzzah!
All right. A 14. That's... As you fire your bolt, it hits this Koldarian soldier's beefy turtle leg. And you see your bolt snap. 14's not high enough.
Oh, boy. Then he's going to... use his fae gift. He's going to put spite on Stella. So here's what spite does. So until the start of my next turn, if that creature makes an attack roll, it gets a disadvantage.
Nice. All right. Remember that, Stella. Anything else, Hota?
No.
All right, Stella. What are you doing? He's charging your way.
She sees him coming, but she doesn't back down. She just kind of pokes her chest out, and she just stands her ground, and she's just going to swing at him as he will not shoot. Do I want to cast? You know what? Fuck it. Yeah, I'm casting some shit.
Okay. Fear.
So you got to beat a DC.
Self within cone. Okay, 30.
16 wisdom.
16 wisdom. So... All right. I rolled a 19.
Oh,
bastard.
So as you make me an arcana check. Oh, okay. You got a 7. So as you cast your spell, you just see he doesn't stop charging. He's just still coming your way. With a 7 arcana, you don't know what happened. You just know that it did not work.
Okay. Well, she just got to kind of dash laterally because she sees that shit ain't working. I'm coming back. His ass is coming for me.
Let me get out of the way. She's right. Like, let me get out of the way. Like, yo, mate, we'll take it.
Why you put me in the dark?
Okay. Sorry, I didn't mean to do that.
You left me, that's why.
He was charging me specifically.
I know.
All right, so you go to the north, you dash to the side. Anything else, Stella?
I'm going to give a bardic inspiration die to Yome.
Okay.
So you can add that to one of your attack rolls, or you can use it to...
A save.
Yeah.
Okay. It's a D6 extra die if you decide.
That's a D8 now that I'm level 5.
Oh! Mm-hmm. D8. God damn. Okay. Roroy, what are you doing? You see this creature is charging your friends.
Thank you. Oh, before I begin, I forgot to mention his thigh guards as well, or kind of like the Mongol armor from Ghost of Tsushima. So like that scale plate.
The lamellar?
Something like that, yeah. But he will he'll kind of mumble on his breath. Well, it's now or never. He'll pull on his skull cap. Royce armor. Model. Heavy metal. And you'll see the armor. You see the armor actually close up and everything. And you can actually tell it's full plated armor. And he will rush forward.
He just pushes Yomi out the way. Move, bitch.
Yep.
Yeah. As far as he can go.
Like white chicks.
Yep.
Move, bitch.
As far as he can go. And he will shoot a firebolt.
Okay. 17 will hit for fire. 10 fire damage. You see your firebolt, it goes through the sky and it hits him in the shell of his chest. And as it hits him, he doesn't stop. It doesn't slow him down, but it does hurt him for 10 points of damage.
Oh. Isn't that juggernaut charge?
Yeah, it is a juggernaut charge.
Then he will go, all right, how about another? And he'll do an extra attack.
All right.
And he will go cast Shatter.
Okay, so really quick. So with an extra attack, that would just mean your firebolt would be 2 firebolts.
Okay. I'm sorry.
Yeah, firebolt's a cantrip.
Okay.
So
I'll do that then.
That's your action. Shatter's another action, which you wouldn't be
able to do. Okay.
Yeah, because you get at level 5, you get, well, when you cast a spell using a spell slot of 3rd higher level, the damage increases by 1d8. Okay, so I'm sorry, you don't get 2 firebolts. Oh, wait, that's Shatter. 1 second. So at 5th level, you do 2d10 damage with your firebolt. You don't get 2 firebolts. So yeah, you can't, unless you have a bonus action, Leroy.
Okay. No, I was saying as far as the extra attack, I have extra attack now.
Extra attack is basically when you take
an attack twice.
Yes, when you make an attack twice with a
weapon. With a weapon. Oh, okay. Well, never mind then. He'll just stand his ground.
Okay. All right. So he looks at you since you are now the closest one to him and you just hit him.
Come here.
He charges directly at you, Roy. Again, he is just as big as Omug coming at you. You know, he's about the same. He might be a little bigger than Omug, just slightly due to him having this massive spiked shell. But he comes and his arms have these spikes on them. He is charging you. And he swings his enormous fist. You can quickly see how these samurai were killed and how their armor was shattered. He is going to swing at you. I'll even roll. Let's see here.
Oh, dear God.
Yeah,
Juggernaut punch.
Juggernaut.
Juggernaut.
Oh.
You wrote it on D20.
I did.
D20.
I did.
Let's keep that up.
So as he charges you, he misses. You're able to dodge the first one, but he spins around like Zangief.
The lariat.
And attempts to hit you with his other arm. Does a 17 hit you?
It does not.
All right.
Ayo.
So as he spins around, he is unable to hit you. You're able to either block the attack, but
say block, he's not very dexterous.
Yeah, okay, so he doesn't do anything. He looks down at you.
Nobody has survived my charge. This is interesting.
Oh,
and Ashina, she has her glaive out and she comes to the side of you, Roy. She comes running. And she is going to swing her glaive at this motherfucker twice. And as she swings, the first hit will hit his arm. He's able to block it. No damage. Second one goes through. And he'll take 14 slashing damage from her glaive. And she just looks up at the turtle.
I'm going to kill you and cook you.
All right. Yome, what are you doing?
Yome is going to move in to try to take some hit. Well,
she said, never mind.
Do I want to do that? Take some hit. Actually, no, Yome's going to help get behind him. That way Ashina can
get that advantage.
Yeah.
Okay. You have advantage too if you attack.
Yes, but I'm going to cast aid.
Oh.
So I'm going to cast it at 3rd level, which means the 3 of you guys, Stella, Hota, and Roy, sorry, Ashina, each target It says creatures. Is that wrong?
No, no. Creatures, any, like, any person.
Do they
person.
Count?
Yeah.
Okay. Each target's hit points, maximum and current hit points, blah, 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 increase for 5 for the duration. So, actually, by 10, because I'm going to cast it at 3rd level.
All right. So, you all got some...
So, you get 10 additional points.
Temporary hit points. So, you could put that on your health bar or however you want to do it. Anything else, Yome?
When I do something that takes concentration, can I still attack? Or when I get attacked, I have to roll every time to keep the concentration.
If you cast a spell that's concentration, you can only keep one spell that's a concentration spell up at any given time. Right. If you get hit while you have a concentration spell up, you have to roll to see if they knocked your concentration out, so your spell would either stay or go, depending on if you kept that concentration. So, like, for example, your spiritual weapon, I believe, is a concentration spell. So as soon as you're knocked out of concentration, your spiritual weapon would disappear. And if you casted another spell that was concentration-based while spiritual weapon was out, the spiritual weapon would
it
vanish.
Would go away.
Yes, correct.
Okay. Is that that one's not concentration, but...
Aid is not. Aid is...
No, neither is spiritual weapon.
Oh, okay. I thought it was, so... But yeah, that you got the gist of it, though.
Okay, so then spiritual weapon's the bonus action, so I'm
yes.
gonna do that too.
Okay, so I'll make a copy of you. Where do you summon it?
I'm gonna summon it on the other side. I'm surrounding this little bitch.
I'll put the blue icon so you know that's your weapon. Oh, yellow icon so you know that's your weapon. Ah, we'll do blue. It's easier to see. Okay, so you summon a spiritual weapon. This turtle Koldarian is now completely surrounded by the four of you with, or the three
All
of you.
All it sees is Yome.
Yeah, with Yome's spiritual weapon. Anything else, Yome?
No, I think spiritual weapon doesn't go on this turn, right?
It does. You can make an attack with it.
Because it has its own turn?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So it just goes after
Well,
me.
Technically you use your bonus action to move it and attack with it, but because you summoned it, it still gets its action. It's still your bonus action to attack.
Oh, okay.
So it would have advantage because we're Roy.
So...
Just a normal weapon attack.
Like my mace?
Yeah. You'd have to see if you hit first.
That's what I thought I clicked
on. Yeah. Have advantage of 16, we'll hit. You're able to deal, so go and roll that damage again.
Was it 1d8? At higher levels, you cast this with a spell. Da-da-da-da. So I can do 2d8 now.
Okay.
So level 5, I think.
Yes.
Yeah.
Sure, level 5. Nice. So the 16 hits, and as your spiritual weapon hits the backside of... The turtle.
I would roll a fucking 1 on a 1d8.
8.
Blood. You can add your bardic inspiration to that, can't you? Or is it just for rolls?
I think bardic inspiration is only for attack rolls to hit and on saving throws and skill checks. I don't think it adds to the damage, but I can double check really quick.
Mm-hmm.
I got you, fam. Bardic inspiration.
Love having spell slots. Fuck.
Yeah, attack roll, ability check, or saving throw, not damage.
Gotcha. Okay.
All right. So
we'll have to do.
All right. Hota, it is now your turn. That's the second round now. You see your allies are surrounding the fuck out of this guy. What are you doing?
Hota is a little worried about that, but he's going to shift to a scimitar and sprint in like Ricky Maru and get a quick slash in as well as my sneak attack.
All right, Ricky Maru, Chip Zanna from Guild.
Oh!
Nice.
You have advantage because of the spiritual weapon. Oh, wait, no. Spiritual weapon, I don't think, gives advantage. Or does it? I'll give you advantage. Go ahead.
I'll swing again.
Oh, you got 18 no matter what. You got 18 no matter what. All right.
Does 18 hit?
18 does hit, yes.
Oh, okay. Let's go ahead and throw that. Damage in there with the sneak attack damage.
Oh, 21 total damage. So as you slash at him like a fucking Valkyrie profile cast, you're the triangle button. Yome is the circle. Roy is fucking square. And you slash and you're able to do 21 points. You draw some blood from him. And as you cut into the softer portions of his body, you see green blood ichor. Come out.
You'll pay for that.
I ain't got no money. He's going to use his Kang action to roll right out of there like Dark Souls.
He's giving the fuck out.
Yep.
Okay.
Give him those iframes, dog.
All right. So you rolled right out. All right.
Yep. He asked for payments. I ain't got no money.
All right. That's going to be Stella's turn. What are you doing, Stella?
I'm going to cast Cloud of Daggers on him.
Oh!
And I'm gonna cast...
You got this motherfucker surrounded!
And, I'm going to cast it at third level.
God damn! All right, so 11 slashing damage. You will cast within a 5-foot cube on top of him. And I'll go ahead and draw that really quick. We'll put it right there. It's only a 5-foot cube, so... He is currently trapped between everybody and the spiritual weapon. And he automatically takes 11 slashing damage because he's starting his turn, or it enters the first turn on him. So he'll take that 11 points of damage.
And then I'm going to kind of move forward. And that's my turn.
Okay, Roy, it's your turn.
Mm-hmm. Time to bring out the gauntlets.
Bam, you guys said, fuck this fucker. We're tired of fucking around.
Y'all fucking trying to get home.
I know.
You know how you are.
Mm-hmm. I got 20.
Not that idea.
20 will hit for 12 thunder damage.
Then he'll... Oh, go ahead.
I said, he just takes the hit, and you're able to crack his shell on his chest slightly.
Oh!
Yeah, all right. You have extra attack.
Yep, and he's going to do it again.
Damn, 26.
Damn.
For another 11 thunder damage, and you take another jab at his chest where you crack even more of his shell plating.
It's looking like G Gundam.
Yeah, it is. anything else?
For your crimes against Tioga, you're going to die, you son of a bitch.
Damn, Roy got cocky. He gained a level and he's cocky.
He said, I didn't get knocked down yet.
Right.
And that'll be it. But if he attacks anyone other than myself, that he has disadvantage.
Oh, because of the gauntlets?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I heard Robert say, G Gundam, he looks down at you. Ah, shining finger.
Damn oh, it. God.
And he's going to swing his fist with all his might like he's DK Donkey Kong, slamming down both of his fists at you. Oh, as you can tell, this Koldarian, he transformed into this. He's just all power, all strength. That's all he really is. But let's go ahead.
Would you send your ass to Zimbabwe?
All might.
Oh, God. I rolled a nat.
What? Nat what?
Nat zero.
Nat one?
No.
Zero.
It's
negative.
Literally flashing in my eyes. You know what that means, Robert.
Oh, my God.
Nah, that dice don't count over one.
All right, so that's a crit on his first hit. And he has to attack you, or he has a disadvantage. So he's going to attack you again, Roy.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, Roy, no, he doesn't have disadvantage on me if he attacks anyone else.
Oh, that's why he's attacking you.
Oh, okay.
He doesn't want that disadvantage.
Yeah.
So the second one.
Oh, so he's metagaming? Is that what
the
you're
second
saying?
One is only a 13. I don't think that hit you.
No.
So, because you got hit with the first fist, you will take. I'll roll it on here.
Don't forget, you got extra 10 damage that you can take. Forget about your temporary hit point.
You take 14 bludgeoning damage.
Oh.
Okay. So he takes 4.
Yes. So you have your temporary HP is gone, so you only take 4 HP from your main pool of health, thanks to Yome. And as he hits you with his one fist,
oh, I will make General Renok proud.
All right.
What a suck up.
Shashina Ruri, she takes this opportunity. She's going to swing twice. She's not fucking around. And with her, she takes her glaive and she just swings. 15 will hit. The second one will not. No, I'm sorry. Both miss. I'm sorry. So as she goes to swing the glaive, he's able to block. He becomes infuriated due to being surrounded. He's able to block Ashina's attacks as if they were nothing. Yome, it's you.
It's you. Okay. I want to hit him with my debate club in the back of the head. And I did it. Right? 18? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You hit. For 7 bludgeoning damage.
Okay. Scared me. You weren't saying nothing.
All right. Oh, and also, roll me some more damage for your daggers, cloud of daggers, Bri.
Oh.
Because he started his turn in that.
I don't like where this is going. I have a bad feeling.
What is it again?
It's 44. You cast that at level 3.
Yeah.
So the damage increases by 2d4 for each slot above second level. So it's going to be 64 slashing damage.
I don't know why I only wrote 5.
Oh, yeah, roll another one there. Okay, so 16 additional slashing damage. Yeah. All right, so I want to keep that in there. So Yome, you have a second attack too.
Yeah, my bonus attack will be my spiritual weapon.
Yep. That will hit, so deal damage for another 8. God damn! So
we're beating his ass.
Y'all fucking this guy up.
Curb stomp him.
Right. You made us leave the Marriott Hotel to fight this.
Right. We're mad as hell. I was getting my dead skin eaten off my toes and everything. And so those turtles were gonna roll up and try to kill us.
Nah. You guys are like that JoJo's meme.
Mm-hmm.
You're all just fucking kicking them down with your feet. And so as the 11 or the additional 16 points of slash damage begins to cut into his body. Yoma, you take your debate club and you smack him alongside of his beaked face, and part of his beak is busted. And then your spiritual weapon does additional damage. He drops him to his hands and knees. Oh!
I hit him in the back of the head with my debate club, which pushed him forward a little bit, and then my spiritual weapon did an uppercut. Which...
So he is now on his knees and hands.
I can't be defeated like this.
Hota, you're next.
What you get for laughing.
No, you could just surrender, but I'm afraid my good friend over there, Sheena, won't allow it.
That's true.
She won't allow it. Sorry about this. He's gonna charge in with his scimitar again.
Ricky Mark.
Give him the old 1-1-2. Wait. Wait. What do I need to hit him? 15?
Wait.
16. You need a 16. You have bard inspiration.
No, I'm gonna do it.
No, you don't. I gave that to Yome.
No, I won't be able to. I could have used my fortunate of many, but I can only do a max of 3, so it won't be enough.
Okay, so that will miss.
He's gonna.
Oh, wait, roll again. You have advantage. I gave you advantage on spiritual weapon.
Oh, yeah. Scimitar!
Oh, that's a crit
with the sneak attack. God damn it. Take this damage.
All right, deal your 16 slashing damage plus your sneak attack damage.
There's a sneak attack.
That's a 9. Sneak attack's double too.
Oh, let me throw that in there.
I'm pretty sure. Let me double check. Pretty sure it is. Yes, sneak attack does get doubled.
Oh, here's some more.
Plus another 9. God damn, you just did 16 points plus 18 points of damage.
Limit break.
34 points of additional damage. How do you kill Turtle Son?
He does the cross slash and then takes his head off with one final savage slash.
As you take the Turtle Man's head off, more of his green ichored blood comes falling from his neck. And as his head hits the ground, it rolls to the side and his tongue sticks out. And you just have this turtle head staring up at you. And the turtle man drops to the ground, defeated by the purest fires.
But what else is new?
He Dark Souls rolls back.
Just in case.
Yep.
And that's where we'll end this episode of Taverns and Caverns. Thanks again for listening to another exciting episode of Taverns and Caverns, everyone. If you enjoyed our shenanigans, we ask that you please leave us ratings and reviews on Apple iTunes or any other podcast platform that you use. Also, please be sure to check out the Taverns and Caverns Patreon for exclusive content that you won't want to miss. You can find me on Twitter at HaphazardDM.
Yo, I'm Bri. I play Stella. And you can follow me on Twitter at Blaze_NancyBriKing. Or NBK.
I am Robert Jones, and I played Hota Lu Bei. You can find me on YouTube, Trubone, T-R-U-B-O-N-E.
I'm Felicia, and I play Yome. You can find me on Insta or Twitter at Dagger Tribal.
I'm Rod, or Rodimus, playing Roroi Rice. You can find me on Twitter at Rodimus7901 or at Instagram at Rodimus83.
All right. Well, thank you, everyone. Those are all of our players and our cast members for Tavern of the Cavern Season 2. Until next time, take care.